During Advent, our prayers are bold and urgent. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Or we simply pray, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Today's reading from Isaiah has a similar ring to it. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Isaiah remembers how God came down before. The pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night that came down from heaven on Mount Sinai. You'll remember, this is how the Lord came before as a luminous body on Mount Sinai, shaking the mountains, fear seizing the hearts of God's people, and God carving for himself, etching the Ten Commandments in tablets of stone. Now Isaiah prays for God to do the same thing for all nations, the whole world, that God would gather his army, raise the heat, turn up the noise, shake the world, and stir things up, that every human being would become obedient to God, love him and their neighbor, and worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus. We pray for the Lord of hosts to come in his glory, to roll back the heavens like a scroll, to judge the living and the dead, to right every wrong, and to make all things new. But Isaiah reminds us of the fullness of God's coming. He remembers that all of us are sinful, even those who consider ourselves to be the people of God, especially those who consider themselves the people of God. He says, we have all become like one who is unclean, and our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. Stir up your power and come. Tear open the heavens and come down to me, the sinner. To all of us who live in this beautiful and broken world. Jesus himself says he came not for the righteous, but for the sinner. And Isaiah remembers that this is the gracious God. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, the work of your hands. Those hands that we want to tear open the heavens are the potter's hands. And after they tear open the heavens, they reach to us the clay. The potter laid out the universe and shaped the stars, planets, and moons. He took the clay and dust of the earth and fashioned Adam and all humanity from the bottom up, breathing into our nostrils the breath and spirit of life. God continues his creative work, each of us fearfully and wonderfully made. He is the potter, and we are the clay. He molds and shapes us into vessels for his honor and glory. As his earthen vessels, we have purpose and usefulness in the kingdom because of him, because he has come. A few months ago, Professor Teets from Concordia Theological Seminary gave a group of us a tour of the Oriental Institute at the University of Chicago. If you haven't been there, visit. You will see for yourselves the work of ancient potters. Some of those vessels were used for perfume, some for oil, some for wine, storing grain, cooling water, and any number of uses. So God gives us many diverse, unique, and useful gifts as his vessels of clay. But it is also unsettling, isn't it? It can be even a little painful. It's one thing to ask for the potter's hands to go to work out there in the world. It's quite another to invite his fingers to mold and shape our very lives. Because it is there that he confronts our sins and imperfections. The potter puts us, these lumps of humanity, on his kick wheel and spins us. He carves away what we don't need or what's not good for us. Every weight that encumbers and the sin which clings so closely, he pinches it off. He squeezes. He presses. He pulls us into shape. Do we really want to pray, "Stir up your power and come"? Are you and I malleable? Or have we become hardened, hard-hearted like old Pharaoh, who would not be shaped or swayed or changed by God? God is the master potter. He just adds a little water, the Spirit and the Word of holy baptism, to transform our dry, stony hearts into soft, moldable clay. He is our Father. We are the children. He is the potter. We are the clay. Soften me, O Lord. Mold me. Shape me. Transform me into a vessel of honor, of usefulness for your kingdom, that I may love you more and serve my neighbor. Stir up your power and come. I love what Isaiah says about God in his prayer. Did you catch that? You did awesome deeds that we did not expect. God does the unexpected. The master potter is not predictable. Every creation of his is unique, and he's full of glorious surprises. And you and I are part of that wonderful surprise. But the world does not expect. He's the one that came down on the mountain to give the Ten Commandments, a glorious, fearsome, and transformative act. But it was also unexpected, Isaiah reminds us. And as Christians, we should remember how unexpected it was for the potter to send his only son into the world to take on human flesh, to stir up his power and come. Indeed, he came from heaven to earth. The eternal stepped out of timelessness into time and space to be born of the Virgin Mary. The potter became clay. He is both earthen and heavenly vessel. He came to stir things up. He challenged the people of God. He confronted the abuse of power, both of the religious and civil authorities, stirring things up, overturning tables in the temple, confronting our sin and our brokenness. He is the potter who has come. His hands touched our clay vessels and healed them. His hands reshaped the world. Those potter's hands were pierced on the cross, but they were also extended to the world in forgiveness and the promise of acceptance and eternal life. He stirred up his power and transformed the rock-hewn tomb from a symbol of death and decay to the promise of life and forgiveness and victory over death and the grave. He ascended into heaven at the right hand of the Father, where he continues to stir up his power and come. By his word and spirit, he makes all things new. We're not just inviting the Lord of glory into the world when we pray. We're inviting the potter into our lives, here and now. We're inviting an artist and a life transformer, the potter. We are the clay. He is the potter. and he makes all things new. And so we pray. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.